Hello, beautiful. This is going to be a short meditation that you can do anytime you're feeling spacey or out of it, disconnected from your body, like after if you've had an argument or a disagreement, anything that has upset your sense of self. Okay, this is going to be an earth grounding meditation. All the meditations I recommend, that the primary meditation you want to do are the ones I have listed under mindfulness and classic meditation. So that would be meditations where you just focus on the breath. That is the classic meditation that gives all the benefits and it prepares you for every other type of spiritual growth. And the other type is where you focus on whatever's happening right in the moment, and that actually is a higher level of meditation as well. So it's a type of mindfulness. Those are the two main types of meditation, either mindfulness on the breath or mindfulness on the present moment. So this is an adjunct practice that you can do, as I said, as needed. So come to sitting comfortably, however that is for you, whether that's upright in a chair with your feet flat, hip distance apart, or whether you like sitting yoga style with your legs crossed, and that's fine too. Sit on a cushion with the buttocks on the cushion, but your knee on the carpet. So the buttocks are slightly elevated, and you are sitting with your ankles crossed. Okay? If that's comfortable. Now take a few deep breaths in and down, continuing like that. And this is just a signal to your nervous system, to the parasympathetic nervous system, to relax. And once you've taken some nice deep breaths, now allow your breathing to just find its own rhythm, its own beautiful rhythm, as you notice that your body is relaxed with each exhalation. There's a gentle letting go of any tension anywhere in your body as you breathe out, releasing. And now we're going to do a grounding earth meditation. Imagine in front of yourself a beautiful tree, a beautiful, flourishing, strong, healthy tree. A tree that is obviously deeply rooted into the earth. You can maybe picture a pine tree or another type of tree that you remember and that you love. Just like nature, we need to have a connection to the earth, especially as women. So now, as you're sitting here, and you may keep that image of the tree in mind very gently, but feel now whether through the soles of your feet, if you're sitting in a chair, or whether from the base of your spine, the root chakra, Muladhara, feel the base of the spine in either case. You might picture the color red, a deep, warm red color. And imagine now, Goddess, that you're sending down roots into the earth, just like a tree, like you've seen in science class and pictures. Picture one main root going down into the earth, and feel that you're sitting directly on the ground, even if you're up in a building. Picture that your roots go down 10 feet, your roots go down 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet. At about 40 feet, you might begin to feel a sense of energy and literally connecting into the earth. That is that energy that our ancestors would have felt as we all lived closer to the earth, no matter where our ancestors were from. They lived on the land day to day, moment by moment. So feel that you've sent down an energetic root through about 40 feet, and there are branches coming off of that root. So the root either is coming from the tailbone, perineum area, or if you're sitting in a chair, you could feel that the roots also go through the soles of your feet. So just like a tree has multiple branches, they branch, they separate out. So through the feet, through the buttocks, there's an energetic connection to the earth. And now as you breathe in, feel that you are drawing energy, power, and strength from the massive energy of our planet, of the earth. Breathing it in, feel this energy coming into your body, feeling very strong, very grounded. It's a nurturing energy. It is the energy of a mother, of Mother Earth. It helps you to feel rooted, to feel secure. You feel more secure as you connect into this energy. So as we'll go forward, when we close, you'll be walking and moving on the earth, but you're still connected through this dynamic, loving energy that is coming from the planet underneath you. In many cultures, they have blessings and prayers and dances to praise the earth, to praise the soil itself, the earth itself as a living being, for providing our food. All of our food ultimately comes from the earth. All of the plants that feed us directly. You might want to picture beautiful green plants and crops. They come from the earth. And even the animals feed on these plants. And so animals that we may or may not eat for our nourishment, they also are fed by plants. Ultimately, the earth is the source of our nourishment, like a mother. That is why that beautiful phrase, Mother Earth, bountiful. This meditation, as you continue to feel this energy grounding you, also will help with prosperity, the feeling cared for, prosperous, rooted, connected. Your feet and lower body especially are alive with the energy of Gaia, of the planet, of Mother Earth. Feel, as we get ready to close, warmth at the tailbone and the area between the genitals and anus, the first chakra, the Muladhara, the root chakra. Feel warmth and the color red. Feel grounded, centered, peaceful. Those are the qualities when your root chakra is activated and healthy. You feel a strong sense of peace within. You feel comfortable with silence. You feel comfortable in nature. You feel very strong within yourself, not needing to search outside constantly and incessantly. You feel secure. And when you're ready now, take a few deep breaths in through the nose and open your eyes and stretch, bringing yourself back to your everyday awareness.